Oh, hey there. This is Allusions, or Miss Lou, if you prefer. When Jeremy here asked me for recommendations of his next interview subject, I gotta say, the first name that popped into my mind like neon boobies was none other than the Bronze Valkyrie herself, Miss Valerie Thine Valkyrie. If you've never heard Val, you are in for a treat, because she is... what is she? Besides amazing. Every time I hear her, I want to hear more. Val has a very distinct character and voice and persona, and I really think you're going to love her. I know I do. Enjoy.
That's like why we do this, because we're doing it and we're enjoying it. So like, I want to record while I'm doing it because I'm obviously turned the fuck on. I'm not doing it to, you know, to then be turned on. It's like, I'm turned on because I'm, you know what I mean? So... That was deep. I agree with that. My main point, obviously, going in was, and I do still love people coming to my shit. That's why I keep making it. But I think you're completely right about that second part. I just, again, back to question number one. I want people to fucking accept themselves and love themselves and just... If any of my friends did that shit, I would watch it. I'd be like, fuck yeah, yeah, send me all your fucking videos jerking off. Love this shit. But they're my friends, you know what I mean? They don't necessarily have to ask me, but that's also because they know I'm open to that stuff. But if I don't know you, you have like one karma, you've got like a super weird like screen name, you've never posted anything, but like, I don't know, I'm like a little sketched out, like I don't know who the fuck you are, so I don't know. What? You know, you are so fucking cryptic. I can't do that shit. Like, if you tell me a little snippet of something, I need to know the whole fucking thing. Oh. We did. And it's like an integral part of who I am as a person. So I just, you know, I had to like put it out there. Second rate. You're like at a 10th rate right now, okay?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Jeremy. And this is the first one of these interviews. I hope you enjoy it, but there are quite a few. That said, I will start and finish quickly, by the way, by saying... this was such a blast. Today we're going to talk to Valerie Thine Valkyrie, who, by the way, I had no inclination about previous to doing this. And in fact, my very good friend, Illusions Collard, had suggested that I speak to Valerie, and she was kind enough to take the... conversation on and I jumped right on top of it, which I was really, really excited about. Anyway, this is a really, really fun interview. This is a rare moment for Jeremy, and I'll tell you why before I get to it. But it's very difficult to embarrass me, especially to embarrass me while I'm conducting one of these, because typically I try to take that control position. Where, like, I'm not going to really let you get me in a corner, but between my beautiful co-host Quiet Changeling and Valerie, these two just took me down to the mat. So have fun with that. I don't want to give away the whole interview. It's really great. I'm not going to waste any more time. Everybody, the super Latina superstar Reddit voice actor slash performer slash persona grande Valerie Thine Valkyrie.
Okay, look, I think some kind of magic just occurred. Right.
Oh yeah, look at that, Chris.
I can't take responsibility. I didn't really do anything, but I'd be happy to take it anyway.
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you both sound good.
So fucking okay, hot right now. Like, I mean,
my damn, my head right
that's
okay.
All I've ever wanted in life.
I know. Well, congratulations. Now you can die.
I have peaked.
Cool. Damn, I jump feel like off that building now.
I feel like I'm really intruding in something here.
No, honey. No, it's
she's
only
always
that,
trying
it's
to
only,
get me in her pants.
No, it's always. Only this good unless there's a third party. Like, it's between me and him, the two of us. There's no magic, but you put in someone else, that's the ticket.
That's what she says all the time, but I don't believe it. Okay.
I'm just mad you don't have my stamina. That's all it is.
Ooh, damn.
I mean, I'm just mad anyway.
So, that's the truth.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that one.
Mad. He stays mad. Okay.
I stay mad pretty much. I'm very mad. Today is ultra. Like, if I was a chick, I'd be on my period for real. I mean, I'm not even trying. I'm just saying.
Like, just the fucking hormones hit you hard.
It's from all sides. I don't know what's going on. But
you'll be okay.
Someone's got it in for me. And I guess this is, I am getting punished for something that I did at some point. Anyway.
What? You know, yeah. you are so fucking cryptic. I can't do that shit. Like, if you tell me a little snippet of something, I need to know the whole fucking thing.
Trust me when I say you don't want to know.
Oh. Well,
I mean, go ahead. All right. So let's, I mean, even though we haven't done the introductions, I'm curious. Tell me what snippet you might be talking about that I may have.
With some of these coming after you or some shit. Like, what? Ooh. And like, why do you have your period? Like, what's going on? What? And there's a lot of layers to this.
All right.
He's got 99 problems and a bitch is one. Mm-mm. That's all we can say.
We can elaborate a little. It's all good. It's all good. I promise I will make this so you're not going to feel uncomfortable. But
there's literally nothing you could say that would make me feel uncomfortable. I make people feel uncomfortable all the fucking time.
You don't have to tell her. Don't challenge. I'm not here to challenge anybody.
We're
here to have a good time.
I
have been suddenly subjected to this torture from seemingly the world of females. I don't know what happened. And I'm not talking about Reddit, by the way, just FYI. So we're clear. I'm talking about like real life people don't even understand like what I did wrong in what lifetime, maybe in like a parallel universe. But it's just, it is hard and heavy, and I don't mean it in a good way. Oh. I mean like one of those things. And I am not a hater. You know, I love everybody. I just feel like I can't get out from today. I mean, I feel like when I go to sleep tonight after I'm very drunk, by the way, we should have a drink maybe.
Let's proceed with that.
All right. Let's do that. You know what? Forget my bullshit. It doesn't matter. We didn't come here to talk about that. We could talk about it some other time. It's not even that fucking interesting.
Okay.
So QC, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Who do we have? Who are we blessed here
we
with?
We have Val the Valkyrie.
Hi.
Right. Is it the or is it thine?
Because it's thine, but that's only because the was taken. And
shut up.
So really? I'm Valerie Thine Valkyrie, and it's just going to stick forever.
Fuck.
It's so fancy. I love it.
You see, we got the wrong one.
Shit. Oh, no. You guys were looking for the Valkyrie? Fuck me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We want the Valkyrie. We don't want some like second rate fucking
second
Valkyrie.
Rate. You're looking at like a 10th rate right now, okay?
Yo, what's up with that?
I was like, because I was thinking to myself, like, shit, is it thine? Is it thee? And then I seen like the name on our little box here. I'm like, okay, it's thee. Let's go for it. So, yeah.
Okay, so do you want
to? It's okay. You have permission to fuck up my screen name because I've actually been called a different name during sex, so it's fine.
Oh,
it wouldn't be the first
shit.
time.
Wait, wait, hold up. People call you Valerie Thine Valkyrie?
The whole thing. First? The whole thing. I don't let them call me anything else. They have to call me the whole thing.
Holy.
It's like a pimp named Slickback, except Valerie Thine Viking.
It's like Sugar Bear. Jesus. It's like it's like Pimp Daddy Sugar Bear. Yeah.
Yes. You can't just be like, oh, Val. Yeah. No, you got to be like, oh, Valerie Thine Valkyrie. You know, you just got to stick the whole thing in there.
Not the thine.
Yeah, thine.
Because the's taken.
See, I've already fucked up way too much times. Yeah. Way too many. See, I'm not
okay. Did you guys pour your drink yet, or are you already drinking your drink?
I'm already halfway through number one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just go take another shot. Fuck it.
All right, so I have a shot of tonight. I'm drinking. It looks like Screwball whiskey, which is probably something you guys are gonna think is gross, but I kind of like it once in a while.
I decided to be an adult and fucking drink some Tito's. I'm just drinking Tito's straight off the fucking bottle, so
I don't have a problem with that.
He suggested I get Tito's.
I did.
I'm going to buy Tito's next time. Right now, I just have Tito's some.
This is not sponsored by Tito's, but Tito's. It would be nice if it was. Tito's actually is a very good value vodka, I think.
I feel like it's just one of those things that you just have on your shelf. Or I like to keep all my shit in the freezer because I'm just that bitch. So it's kind of frozen and shit. But all right, are we taking this fucking shot or what?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I got my shot. I'm ready. All right,
let's go.
One,
so, L'chaim, as we say.
Skull. Pinkies out, ladies.
I hate this shit.
I can feel it in her voice.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Chaser.
Yeah, I mean, vodka straight's rough. I'll say that.
It also depends on what kind you're drinking too.
Anything though? I don't know.
Straight liquor, no good.
Well, straight whiskey's okay, but I don't know about. Anyway, okay, we're getting off on a tangent here though, right? Yeah. We were asking you about yourself, and like I totally just fucking took over. So. Tell us more about where this name comes from. I'm curious to know. I mean, I'm assuming your name's Valerie.
Well,
not like Yoda.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it came from the fact that obviously the original, whoever the fuck the Valerie, the Valkyrie yes. is, fucked that shit up for me. So now I had to get fancy and say Thine.
So like, do you know the OG Valerie, the Valkyrie?
Sorry, there was this like weird ass fucking noise and I had to mute my mic for a second to deal with what it was. Anywho, sorry about that. I do not know who the original Valerie the Valkyrie is, but I just kind of went with like a big bitch theme with the Valkyrie thing. I'm a big bitch, you know, I'm just trying to go with a big bitch theme.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was something that would immediately give it away. You know, it's not like, hey, this is Valerie the flower liking girl. And then you go to my page and you're like, oh, she's also tall. No, it was just off the bat, like, yo, there's that big bitch Val. What's up? What's good, bitch?
Val, you and I had that conversation.
We did. And it's like an integral part of who I am as a person. So it just, you know, I had to like put it out there.
Love it.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't want to share shit that you and I spoke about because I just think that's not cool. But we might get into that. But like, you are like real, like you're like an advocate for big bitches, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's shit. I don't want to say it's underappreciated because like maybe it is, maybe it's not. Body image is fucking bizarre right now. Nobody knows what's going on with it. We're really trying to get a lot of like body positivity going for a bunch of different people. And it's just like a jumbled mess right now because I have heard people saying, well, you know, if you're advocating for tall, curvy girls, what happens to the short, skinny, petite girls? Then we're not appreciating them. And I think everybody should just be an advocate for, you know, whatever.
Body positivity, period.
Yeah. Like for just anything, like whatever you fucking look like, you're fucking beautiful. I don't discriminate when I fuck people. I'll fuck fucking anybody. I don't care what you look like as long as we get along and you're sexually stimulating to me in some sort of way. But I really don't think tall girls that are not models really get that much visibility out there, especially not you know, curvy tall girls. It's like, oh yeah, tall and skinny, and like, oh, look at you, you're a fucking model. But then you have like the Ashley Grahams of the world, and you only have Ashley Graham, really, or just a few other names that you can recognize, or even, you know, tall and muscular, and or tall and busty, but not with a big fat booty. So it's, I think
I'm tall and busty, so.
You were so tall and busty.
Oh my gosh, we share something in common.
Yeah, no, so I was going to interrupt you, but I didn't want to, but when is it men's turn to like be like, I'm like old and hairy, like, you know, like when is that going to be okay?
Since the colonization of everything.
Right. My bad.
Just your saying. Time is now. Everyone's time is now.
Yeah, that too.
My time's now. I don't feel like my time is now, but I'll take your word for it. But no, that's cool. I'm sorry. Continue. I apologize.
No, I think that was all. Yeah, I don't even... Listen, I have terrible fucking ADD, so I'm not going to remember.
I love you already.
I really... It's so bad. I could talk forever because I have such bad ADD. But same. Just... That, yeah, that's just, there's that, you know, that's my little spiel about tall girls. And I think I don't know if I have something about that in every single audio that I've ever recorded, but I definitely have a bunch of audios where like, that's a real fucking marked thing, because as a listener, and I will say this, I started off as a lurker a million fucking years ago. And as a listener, I was so fucking fed up with like size difference. Everybody is like 4'9" and the male, you know, the male recording artist or performer is like 6'7". I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. Like, what about a 6'1" bitch or like a 6 foot tall bitch? How about that? How about that? That's just, can we do that for a change?
Hold up a second. Wait, who the fuck is 6'7"?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you know, like tall dude, small girl. And that's cool. Like, if you're a small girl, live your best life, boo-boo. I love it. Live it. You know, I love that you are who you are and you're living it. But I'm not a small girl. I'm not small. I'm not short. I'm not petite. There's literally nothing about me that's small and adorable and cute. Like, I'm a big bad bitch. That is who I am. That's what I look like. And it's kind of tiring after a while to just listen to that. Like, oh my God, you're so cute. You're so small. I want to put you in my pocket. Oh my God, you're so cute. Like, cool. Yeah, be cute. But like, can we have audios for big bitches like me too? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Duly I applaud that. Noted. Duly noted. Yeah. Duly
that was noted. My little rant for the moment.
No, that's good. It sounds like you have like, you're pretty passionate about that. I mean, do you think that that's like what, I mean, again, I don't really know you. I promised you I wasn't going to snoop on you and I didn't.
Good. Okay. Not like you'd find fucking anything interesting, but.
No. I mean, like, I didn't even listen to your audio. I didn't. I really kept my word. And I'm glad I did. But at the same time, I also kind of feel like I'm at a loss because I feel like there's more to you than just that. And I really would like to know what that is. I think that you have like a lot of good things to say. So I guess, like, you know, not that this is a fucking tremendous platform by any means, but I mean, do you, you know, what is it? What's your message besides that? I mean, cause I've heard what you're saying before. You're not the first person. And I appreciate that as a man. And, you know, I guess as somebody who's part of the, I don't know, do we want to call it a community anymore? I don't know. I feel like a responsibility towards it. And I feel like that I have to be aware of those things. And I think you and I might have even touched on some of that, like about being aware of things that you're doing. And as more people listen to you, kind of, I don't know, just having at least a little responsibility.
Yeah. No, I think we did talk about that a little bit last time when we were kind of gearing up to do this. I mean, my thing, okay, if I had to give a pitch, like a pitch just generally about like what I do in the audio erotica world or why I'm in it, it's really, it boils down to, and I feel like I say this all the fucking time, I feel like a goddamn fucking broken record, but like, embrace your shit. Embrace your kinks. Embrace yourself. If you don't have any kinks, embrace that shit too. Love it. Live it. Fuck it. Suck it. Do whatever you want with it. Just embrace it and be okay with it. Like, it's okay to have these feelings. It's okay to be a sexual being. It's okay to enjoy these things. It's okay to have all the thoughts and fantasies that you have. And nobody should be telling you that you can't do that or you can't have that or that's it's icky or it's bad, you know, within like the realm of the things that are, you know, accepted in the community. You know, there's like very few things that are not, which are fucked up, but that doesn't go into kinks. That just goes into something completely different. But, you know, if you have rape fantasies, like, okay, cool, bitch, me too. That is what I do. If you have incest fantasies, all right, bitch, good for you.
No, I don't have either of those. Just want to just put it out there.
Like 90% of my audios are tagged like rape or incest, mostly.
That's great. Cool.
So, I mean, whatever. I mean, people suggest things to me all the time that might not necessarily be my kinks at all, but I'll fucking try it and I'll record it and I'll do it because why the fuck not? And just embrace whatever it is that you have, that you feel, these fantasies that you have. Don't feel bad about them. Don't beat yourself up over it, because growing up, that was something that was a big deal to me that happened to me. I was forced into a vanilla box and then I was not accepted or allowed to feel any other type of way. And that was not cool. It was really shitty, you know, and that I think just broadly outside of kink, just, you know, sexuality, the LGBTQ plus spectrum, like any of that, all of that, just sexuality and sensuality in general, just fucking embrace it. Live it, love it, be it, whatever it is you want to do, and don't let people tell you shit, because fuck them. So that's basically my spiel about like what I do with audios.
So if I could just for a moment play devil's advocate, not that I don't agree with you, but just to put it out there, do you ever feel that the audience is not the audience you thought that it was going to be, and maybe you've delivered a message that was intended, but the receiver was maybe not the intended recipient? Because the reason I bring that up is, I've, not to make this about me, but you know, I guess I've been doing this for a little while, and I have found that like some of the reception that I've gotten. And again, I'm not a big deal. I'm not a big deal. It's either of you two.
I'm not a fucking big deal either. So it's not like
comparatively, both of you outweigh me. You know, I'm the lightweight in the room. So I have noticed that like there are occasions where like I will do something, record something, put it out there. And then I get like the weirdest message from someone who tells me something that's like, oh my God, you have no idea. Like what? And it's cringy. Like I feel almost like just unplugging the mic from my computer and being like, okay, I think, you know, I'm going to take up knitting or something.
I know what you're saying, because I get those messages all the time.
Right. I don't get them all the time though. But when I do, there's a little spot in me. And again, maybe I'm old, maybe again, and you know, maybe because I have children. I don't know. I'm like, ugh, I was misread here.
And you know, you want me to answer? Honestly, no, I haven't.
Good. Well, that's great. Then you're doing it right then.
I really haven't. There was a couple of creepy people throughout my time recording or performing, whatever you want to call it. But I never got like a creepy message like that. Like I've never received a message from somewhere I'm like, whoa, you are taking that to the wrong side, bucko. I have received creepy messages like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with you. And like, I'm, you know, like I worship you. And like, here's me jacking off to your audios. And I mean, listen, I love watching people jack off to my audios. I'm not going to lie. I do. That's maybe a little bit different or left field from most people, but I do. I love it. It's wonderful. Like if you ask me first and you're like, hey, listen, you know, I was jerking off the other day. I mean, I was listening to your audio the other day. I was jerking off and I just wanted to know if you wanted to see that, like, would you like to watch me jerk off and come to your audio? I'm like, fuck yeah, motherfucker, let's do it. Like, yeah, obviously if it's somebody that, you know, that I have some sort of rapport with. So if you comment on my audios or if we've had some sort of discussions before through PMs, I do not take chats. I stop taking chats. I fucking hate chats. Like, they're the fucking bane of my existence because people expect you to respond right away. And I treat chats just like I treat PMs. Like, when I open it, I respond. It's not like an actual like text message conversation. We're not back at the AOL days. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think the fact that it's called a chat, and I suppose that's really the purpose of the chat, is to get instant replies. And I just don't do that because it gives me anxiety. So I got a lot of hate from a lot of people for doing that. And like a lot of, well, you know, fuck you, it's been 2 weeks and you didn't respond, or like, fuck you, it's been 3 days and you didn't respond, you're a bitch, or whatever. You know, the typical things that, you know, women get in response when they don't respond back to people. But it's, I mean, if I know you, and of course it's so difficult to say if I know you, because none of us really know each other. Like, some of us know each other a little better because we talk outside on Discord, or, you know, we video chat or we voice chat, whatever the fuck it is that we do, that we fostered friendships. But if I have some sort of rapport with you, there's some sort of history of us talking, of you, you know, me kind of vetting you, making sure you're not really a creep or anything like that. People who comment on my audios a lot, I'm obviously much more comfortable with, because I see you, you're on the subreddit, you're commenting on the audios, we've gone back and forth, like, you've never said anything inappropriate or, you know, off color, you know, out of tone, whatever. And I'm relatively comfortable with you. Like, that's cool. You know, go ahead. If the first thing you send me is a message and it's like, your audios are great, and it's a link to like arrow me and you're jerking off to my audio, that's not really the beat, bro.
She was saying like, that's not a good way to get you like on a first date, is what you're saying. That's what I'm hearing anyway.
But like, if I know you, that's fine. But like, if I don't know you, it's like,
just get some consent beforehand. Just, you know, make sure that you're sending you something that you actually want to see.
Right. Because I think the scariest part, really, because let's say that if any of my friends did that shit, I would watch it. I'd be like, fuck yeah, send me all your fucking videos jerking off. Love this shit. But they're my friends, you know what I mean? They don't necessarily have to ask me, but that's also because they know I'm open to that stuff. But if I don't know you, you have like one karma, you've got like a super weird like screen name, you've never posted anything before, like, you know, I don't know, I'm like a little sketched out, like, I don't know who the fuck you are, so I don't know.
Yes.
So this was like a couple of days ago, I think. It might have been, let's say, Tuesday, so I think it was maybe Sunday evening. Somebody sent me a message, and it was a female. I assume it is. I mean, yeah, I do know it is. And she was like, "Hey, I really like your audios," and I'm always like, "Thanks." And I typically don't really pay attention to people who follow me. I really don't. I mean, I know it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds a little condescending, but I try not to, because if I do, I get all caught up in that, and then I get all analytical Jeremy. So, she's like, you know, I like that other one where you did whatever. And I'm like, I don't even remember that, but thank you. You know, and she was like, I just, you know, do you have any tips? Like, or, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, what kind of tips are you looking for? Like, what can I help you with? And we ended up having a conversation. And in the conversation, she was talking about, like, I really want to do this, but I don't know how to start. And, like, I'm really worried that, you know, what people are going to think. And I just explained, basically, and again, this is just my opinion, I just said, you know, look, you know, the first step is the first step. And, like, if you're overthinking about it, you know, if you're overthinking it and overthinking all that stuff, and those things are really, really overwhelming to you, then this might not be the right place, because it's kind of brutal. It can be. But you know, it really is what, you know, I hate to use the analogy of separating the men from the boys, but you know, it's about learning. And I feel like anybody who's been making these audio recordings, whether you kind of do it on a regular basis or you do it infrequently, and you, but you have some sort of a following,
Right.
I feel like you're taking a risk, and you're taking, you know, whether it's a calculated one or it's not, it's a risk. You're putting yourself out there, and that's kind of what you're accepting. You know, from the conversation I was having with this person, I got the feeling like she wasn't ready to take that kind of a risk. And I was trying to tell her, like, you know, I'm not encouraging you to do it, but like, just understand that, like, it's good in life sometimes to step out of like what you do all the time.
Yeah.
Do something else and just see, you know, it may not be successful. Like most things, I mean, fuck, I'm in my 40s. Like most of the shit in my life that I've done has not been successful. You know, I mean, most of everybody, I think, you know, including all of us. So yeah, I feel like when you were telling me what you just told me, that's what came to mind. And I was like, you know, I wanted to encourage this person, but at the same time, I wanted them to be cautiously optimistic about their expectations, right? Because, you know, as soon as you do that verify post and you're a woman, you get like 30 messages. Right? Someone wants to commission you for some shit, and then another dude, and this guy's like, you're so hot, but they don't know what you look like. I've heard all of that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Am I wrong? You're laughing.
No, you're
right?
Not. You're totally right.
So, you know, yeah. And lo and behold, really, I'm not kidding. Lo and behold, the girl goes and does exactly that. And exactly those results happen.
Yeah.
And she's got me already on Discord in the chat. And she's like, oh my God, I got like 5 messages. I'm like, I take this deep breath and I'm just like, I wish you the best. Have fun on this journey.
It's,
you know, because
I don't know, Jeremy. It's a interesting dynamic, I guess. I'm trying to really word this like in the best possible way that I can, because it's not all bad. You know, there is a lot of hesitance about it, and everyone's like, yeah, well, you know, girls always get harassed and hounded, and it's absolutely terrible, like, all the time. And yeah, like, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. And it's, I think it was a great point that you made about whether you're ready to put yourself out there or not, and whether you are willing to do that. And it is a risk. And it, I mean, for the most part, for I think the vast majority of people who record, it's a calculated risk, because you don't know what's going to happen. This is going to be on the internet forever and ever and ever and ever. And
yeah.
It is so easy for anybody to listen to it and anybody to recognize you, or anybody to be like, oh God, you know, I'm going to pick on this person and I'm going to ruin everything about them. I'm going to find out who they are and I'm going to expose them and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that for like no fucking reason, just other than they want to, or they woke up that day and they decided to do that. And it is a risk, and it's also a risk in terms of just personally, you are putting so much of yourself out there. You are letting people listen to one of the most intimate things you do. I mean, you know, masturbating is very intimate. It's something you do with yourself mostly and most of the time. And it is really, I think, very gutsy to be able to, you know, put your shit out there. And I think it is very rewarding, because like I was mentioning to you last time, it is so tremendously awesome to me that I can make people come, or I can help people come. Like, that is fucking amazing. That is what I'm in here for. That is what I want to do. I'm trying to make all them motherfuckers nut all over the place, all the time. And it's great, because you know that you are doing that.
Yeah, that's the first thing you told me when we spoke. I was like,
I just want to make people come, okay? That's all. I'm just gonna make porn. I want to make people come, all right? That's why I'm here. But it's one of those things where you know, not everything you do is going to be successful. And you made a very, very excellent point. Most of the things we do in life aren't really generally successful. And we find something else that we do that we're better at. And sometimes we do something that we're not necessarily fucking amazing at, but we keep on doing it and we get better at it. And we get to a point where we're actually pretty decently good. I mean,
if you're interested and if you go down the path, but it takes going down the path, it takes... Right, QC, right? Remember when you started out, right? And then you were like, you didn't even have a mic yet.
Yeah,
I'm not recording everything off my phone.
I recorded shit off my phone for the longest time. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick on you, QC. I'm just saying.
No, you're great. You're
right. Like, I remember that. Like, it's like I've known you long enough to never remember that. And then you were just so like, oh my God, I got a mic. Like, I don't know what to do. Like how do I set it up? Right? All that. And then it was like, boom, you're like on fire, right? And now you want to learn about, like, you became, and what's so, here's what Val, this is what I love about QC. She is a passionate, passionate person. She gets involved in something and she wants to, like, explore it to the nth degree.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I really, really like about her. And more than like, it's like a respect. Because I know myself, you know, you said you're ADD. I'm kind of ADD in the way that, like, I can lose interest in something so quickly.
Oh, me too. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and QC is like a soldier. Like, she's, I mean, again, I'm not a consumer of audios, but she has built an empire. But in the span of time that is, like, so small.
Yeah,
you know, I've been around like 7 times longer than you, and you have built this, like, tremendous thing, and I am just so proud of you. And like, anybody who does anything, it doesn't matter what it is, but just to take, you know, something that you just thought you casually kind of considered into like something, and then you took it really seriously, and you do take, I mean, you take your the people that follow you seriously, you take your friends seriously.
Yeah.
You know, you really have involved yourself. And I'm not saying everybody can do that and everybody should do that. Everybody has a different life, but, you know,
well, as you know, sometimes like I really have issues with it. Like, you know, if I am seeing your name a lot or I'm interacting with you, unfortunately, I'm one of those people that I care too much about everybody. And, you know, like earlier, me and him were talking and I made a friend through all this, and she's a sweetheart, and her dog had to be put down. And I hate to bring this up, but I'm sitting there talking to Jeremy and just bawling. I'm like, no, you know, but it's like, you know, spoons theory. I do hand out a lot of spoons, and but I, you know what? I meet the most amazing people, and that's my most favorite thing about, you know, making audios. Well, aside from like the process itself of writing, creating, editing, you know, working with people, collabing, talking shop, and then like the gratification of the good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part of, aside from all that, is the community, that, you know, the good parts of the community. It's like, some days I wish I would have never made a Twitter, and then other days I'm so happy I did.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like, I absolutely know what you mean every day. Every day.
I appreciate you saying that, Jeremy. That means a lot.
But, how long have you been recording and out there, QC?
Oh God, Jer, what do you think it's been, like 4 or 5 months?
At least, yeah. I mean, it seems like a really, really long time, but it might not be.
It feels like forever, but yeah, it hasn't actually been that long. I haven't been doing this quite yet a year.
Very cool. I did not know that. I mean, I feel like I'm very disconnected from a lot of the stuff. I used to be super, and I was telling Jeremy this before last time when we were talking, I used to be super in everything, and I was like always everywhere, and I was, you know, listening to audios and commenting, and I was listening all the time and commenting on everybody's stuff, and then, you know, up on everybody's business and asking questions, and, you know, really like up the community's asshole. Like, yeah, I was all over the place, because I really did, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to start recording and join the community was for the community.
Exactly.
I was a lurker for so long, and that's what drew me in. I want to be part of this community. I want to be friends. I want to make friends. I want this incredible, supportive group of people who love you for who you are and accept you for who you are, which again, down to the heart of what I do and what I like to do is for people to just fucking accept themselves and love everything that, you know, is about them. So I was really excited about that, and I was all over the place. But then now I feel so disconnected from it because I'm just doing my thing. Like I told Jeremy, I want to make porn and I want to make people come. And I feel like once you get into a certain rhythm of recording a certain amount or putting stuff out a certain amount or doing certain things, like I've been doing this, I'm going to probably be going on 2 years in June. Well, actually, no, I'm going to be going on 2 years on Reddit in June. But let's just say going in 2 years in June. And I started doing commissions probably like 6 or 7 months in. And that is just, it just is so tremendously, it is such a time suck. And not in a bad way, obviously, because you're being compensated for it with money, yeah, which is great and nice. People need. So that has really just, that has taken over so much of my time, and mm-hmm. posting every single week. And sometimes I post multiple times a week because...
depends on how motivated you are.
Yeah. And it depends on, you know, how much time I have to record, when I can record, what it is that I want to record. I really started out wanting to do improvs. Like that's all I wanted to do was just improvs, because a lot of the people that I really looked up to and that I listened to and that I was like super fucking obsessed with in a good way, not in a creepy way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Did improvs, and I fucking love improvs. I mean, I have like a theater background, so I fucking loved it and I loved doing it. And then I started getting script requests, and you know, I started doing script fills, which was cool because it got me to meet a couple of people and, like you were saying, collab and do stuff like that. But at the heart of it, it's not my favorite thing in the entire world. I don't absolutely love it more than anything else. What I love more than anything else is improv. And for probably like a 6 or 7 month stint, almost all I was doing was script fills. So I would just be getting all of these script requests and, you know, my DMs and in my chats and, you know, things like that. People would tag me, which is still cool. I like it when people tag me because I'm like, oh shit, you like, first of all, holy shit, you know who the fuck I am. And second of all, like, thank you so much for thinking about me. That means so fucking much to me that you read something and you're like, oh shit, you know who I'd love to hear do this? This bitch over there.
Yep.
That's so really cool.
It's really cool. It's kind of, to me, it's the equivalent of like my friends sending me memes or like tagging me in memes. I'm a fucking meme bitch. I fucking love memes. Memes are my fucking life. So when people tag me in scripts, that to me is the equivalent of my offline friends tagging me in memes. Like, fuck, yes, you thought about me. Yeah, I love that.
It's like Quentin Tarantino going after a rapper to be in his movie.
Yeah.
Like, I need you in this movie, dude. I know you have like zero skills, but just I need you.
Like, thanks.
You know, it's like, oh my God, Quentin Tarantino.
Right. Yeah, you don't like, say no. You
can't say no. The fuck's gonna say no? Right.
So it's, I don't know. I started doing that, and I have been very lucky. I've had a lot of really great friends throughout my time here. And, you know, some people you grow apart from, some people you grow closer to. But a couple of the people that, you know, I started talking to kind of at the beginning and all that were fantastic role models and reminded me very often, you don't owe shit to anybody. So do what you love and, you know, be excited about it and do what you want to do. And don't, you know, don't let it kind of take over you and don't let it kind of ruin the mood and kill the mood. Because there have been points throughout these 2 years where I'm so fed up and I'm like, you know what? Like, fuck this. I'm not even good at this. Like, nobody fucking even likes me. You know, like I suck at this. People just feel bad for me. So they're just like my friends and now they feel obligated to listen to me. And now because they're my friends, they're like telling me all these good things, but like, I'm never going to be like amazing and extraordinary and fantastic. So I might as well just fucking quit now, you know, quit while I'm ahead, just leave it all behind. Just find another fucking one of the 7,000 hobbies that I have that I'm not doing because I'm doing this instead and just fucking call it a day. Like, it's not worth it, whatever. And I think a lot of that is part of burning out because you take on too many, you start taking it too seriously, you know? I don't.
Oh, definitely. Like, I've already had to take, like, two breaks, just, like, a week or, like, 3 or 4 days at a time, just to kind of, like, you know, recheck myself back into reality. And right. Because, you know, like, you, especially if you're on, like, multiple platforms, like, promoting, like, your Reddit stuff, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not on CRN, I'm not on, there's a lot of other platforms that I'm not on, but I've considered, like, you know, going bigger, but with me having a day job and stuff like that, like, you know, and if you're, you know, doing the Twitter thing and you're promoting yourself and you're trying to make, like, network and make connections, like, that shit drains you. You know, like I'm not to take over here, but, like, me personally, like, when I started doing the audio thing, I did it because it's your voice. Like, you know, you can put whatever kind of image you want to my voice and then run with it.
Right.
But I don't know, like, you get to, like, the Twitter side of it, or, you know, places where, like, everybody's posting, the community's more active. And then you have, like, the, like, people who are, like, posting pictures of themselves, or they're, like, you know, they're really getting involved. And, like, you know, I'm comfortable with that to an extent, but, like, it really does, like, it checks your ego real quick, and you can, you kind of see, like, the clickiness of it and stuff. And
yeah,
like, that's, yeah, I think that's, like, my biggest downfall to all this is just not necessarily, like, the cancel culture, the clickiness of it. You know, you have, like, your bigs, and granted, some of those bigs are cool. Other ones are just really shady, and it's, you know, so you don't really know what's going on and where, but.
No, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And yeah. To me, that's the roughest part of it, is just, you know,
it's, you know,
with everything, and you can't, you have no time in your day to be on top of everything all the time.
Oh no, it's impossible. I mean, yeah. It's just, it's really, unless this is your full-time life, like, this is what you do, you are a recording artist, you are a voiceover artist, you right. do voiceovers, and this is your life. You have, you know, this is literally, if this is what you do and you've dedicated your entire life to doing it, yes, of course, you will have time and you will do everything you need to do. And sometimes you even won't have time because you're so ambitious with so many different projects. But mm-hmm. I think for a lot of us, that is not the truth. A lot of us have a lot of other things going on. And yeah. this is a fraction of who we are. It's something we do because we love it. And because for the most part, it's very rewarding, even though it does have a lot of, you know, the downsides and a lot of things that we may absolutely not love that make us burn out and make us mm-hmm. kind of wish we didn't even do it in the first place. But it's, for a lot of us, we just can't. We just can't do it. Yeah. And oh my goodness, QC, I'm so glad you said that, because I cannot keep up. Honestly, I had a Twitter before. I deleted it. I didn't think it was for me. I talked to one of my really, really close friends who's very active on there. And I told him about some plans that I had to do, some other projects that I had been considering, that, you know, things that I was just throwing around in my mind, brainstorming, yeah. seeing if it would be feasible to do. And he's always super fucking encouraging, and I absolutely love him for that, because he is the one person I know that I can go and he'll be like, okay, let me tell you, realistically, this is what's going to happen. I support whatever the fuck mm-hmm. you do, but this is realistically what you're going to need to do.
Those and are good people. You need to keep those people familiar. Around you.
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. In talking to him about it, he's like, well, you know, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but if you're going to do that, you're going to need a Twitter. So I said, fuck it. Oh my God. Okay. This is like not the fun type of getting bent over and fucked in the ass. Like, this is the unfun getting bent right. over and fucked in the ass, because this is the
rape you didn't want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a subreddit, and I absolutely fucking love everything that's happening on my subreddit. And I love everybody interacting and posting memes and doing all that shit. And I do not want a Discord. I've always told everybody I do not want a Discord. If there's a Discord server out there that people are saying is mine, that's a fucking lie. I cannot keep up with that shit.
Wow, it is a lot of work. Pretending to be you.
Yeah, cool. Fuck no. But if, like, some random person is like, you know, fuck Val, I'm going to try to, you know, like, fuck her shit up by pretending to be her. Not that I'm even that fucking important to anybody. You know, like, I can't do that. It's a lot.
Discord server called Valerie Thine Valkyrie.
Oh, sorry. Oh, did I not mute my mic? My bad.
So, you know, it's just, it's a lot. And I just, you made a very good point, QC. And I think in generally the tone of when you're on certain platforms, everything is just in your face. And I'm one of those people that I, like, no offense, I love my friends that do this, and I do go out and support them and listen to their audios. And, you know, the friendships that I fostered usually are from starting collaborations and, you know, or just like, you know, little comment things or listening to snippets here and there. So people like that, I do go out of my way and, you know, but I don't keep up with them in terms of like, you know, how many followers do you have? How many upvotes did this get? How many things do you put out? So those kind of things are all out in there in these kind of platforms. And it feels like people are more celebrities than people, which I personally don't like, because I'm not a fucking celebrity. I'm a bitch that fucks herself on a microphone and records it and puts it online for people to jerk off to or fucking, you know, beat their cervixes with. So I don't like that feel. I don't like that. Like, I'm not a fucking celebrity. Like, I'm not here getting followers. Like, you guys are my friends. Like, or you guys are people who listen to me. You're not my fucking fans, you know, you're not you know what I mean? So it's weird. And I purposely, and I do this in my personal life as well, which has worked tremendously and fantastically in my career, in my studies, you know, in sports and anything that I've ever done. I strictly do not look at what other people do. I do not look at what other people do. I do not check them out. I do not scope them out. I do not, you know, they're not my competition. And I don't care what you're doing. If what you're doing is great, go on, be free, do it, like, be successful. That's fucking awesome. Obviously, there's some people that I do keep up with, like the people who I listen to, who are like titans. And obviously, I do go and listen. But again, it's not like I'm not going to your page to like check you out and see how popular you are. And I mentioned this to Jeremy in our last conversation too. I'm a fucking misfit. Like, I was a fucking misfit in high school, you know, college, everyone's a fucking misfit. So, but that's just who I am. I'm different. I'm quirky. I'm weird. I don't care about being popular. That's not my goal. I just want to make friends. I just want to come. I just want other people to come. I just want to make porn. So being on these platforms is so stressful, because that is the exact like antithesis of what I am about. I don't want to know these things. I don't want to know how many people hearted your tweet. I don't want to know how many people commented. I don't want to know how many people retweeted. I don't want to know how many followers you have. I don't want to know that you're making 10 million thousand like things. And like, cause I just don't like, that's great. You do you, but I'm just trying to do my thing. In peace, in quiet, keeping on the down low, mind my own fucking business, and just keep my head down and, you know, suck some dick or eat some ass, whatever it is I'm doing, lick some pussy, whatever.
So are you going to just, like, shut the fuck up for a second so I could, like, say one thing?
No.
Oh, like, my God. Hear?
Just real quick.
It's time for a drink.
Okay.
Yes, you guys need to be drinking. Are you drinking?
I've been drinking, like, now. While she's on her rant that doesn't end. Yeah.
I told you, I have ADD. I help me.
I'm fucking with you. But what I wanted to say was, I think that's really poignant. I think that the takeaway from exactly what you're saying is that, you know, I think, in my opinion, if I was like the king of this community, I think having people like you who don't give a fuck and are like exploiting the fact that you're different and not like everybody else, we need that shit. And I'm not saying in Reddit and on GWA, I'm saying across this fucking world, we need to let everybody know that it's okay if you are not just like everybody else, because I am so fucking tired of everybody being a model to be like the next person. It is so over and overdone. It's very, very refreshing to hear, you know, you say that, because not saying that I'm as unique as you, I feel like I'm probably not. It's not about me though. It's more about, you know, my observations. You know, I'm a little older than you guys, but you know, I have three kids. I've watched my kids grow up. I have a kid in fucking college right now. All right. Now, so I watched this boy go like fuck up his fucking hair 18 different ways. You know what I mean? Just because he wants to be like everybody else. You know, oh, dad, I'm going to grow dreads. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, good, man. Go for it. You know, like, and then, oh, I fucking hate this shit. Like, I'm going to cut him. Then he grows them. Then he's going to cut him. Then he's going to shave his head. Then he's like, I mean, the shit that younger folks, and I'm not saying kids, because obviously that's not our target, but I'm saying in general, this is what we're teaching our kids. We're teaching them to be slaves of the universe in terms of what everybody accepts. But I think you need to find your lane. You need to find where you're comfortable and you need to operate in that. And you, much like what you said about not paying attention and why you don't like to leverage Twitter, I think we need more of that. We need that on a bigger scale. We just need it where people just accept the fact that they are who they are and they're good with it. And the funny thing is, once you do that, and I won't say that I really found my groove in GWA that way or found it yet maybe, but I think once you do, you will attract those kind of people that they want that. I mean, sure, you talk a lot about, oh, I just want people to jerk off to my shit and da, 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 da. Yeah, that's great. But the truth of the matter is I would bet a lot of people, they've really found something that's a lot deeper than that. They've found like some kind of a parallel to your message in themselves. And maybe you've even like opened up like some doorway for them to kind of like achieve something that they may not have. And I know that sounds kind of trite and cliche and whatever, but I really believe that, you know, I really, really do. I don't think I would still be here if that wasn't the case because, you know, and again, this, you know, I hate bringing it all back to QC, but you know, she's a very good friend of mine. The best relationships that I have gotten on Reddit, and I've been on Reddit, you've been here 2 years, QC's been here a few months. I've been on Reddit for like 10 years, not in the GWA community, but on Reddit, you know, I run a business, a technology business. A lot of times I sometimes have opportunities that I can't do the things that the client wants. And I actually go on Reddit and I find people to help me. And I've through that constructed really, really solid fucking relationships with people all over the world and people that I would consider friends. Same thing goes on GWA. Like I have found some good fucking people, just some really, really, really good people. And I'm not talking about people that I necessarily want to fuck. And I'm not saying I don't want to, well, always fuck them, but you know what I'm saying? You see, but I'm saying really good people that I've decided that I can share, you know, my life with and share like, you know, all the, you know, trials and tribulations of my own self. And for me, that's therapy. You know, for me, that's, you know, instead of going to a shrink and I can talk to these people and they're objective too. They're not just like, oh no, it's good, man. You're right. Like they tell me the fucking truth. You know, they're like, no, Jeremy,
being that's an asshole, Jeremy.
Dick move, right. You're being a fucking asshole. You're pissing everybody off and that's what you get. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we need to hear that. Sometimes we need to not get patted on the head for the dumb shit that we do. We need to be told by somebody close to us that you are doing the wrong thing. You need to fix it. Or if you don't, you know, this is what's going to happen. So, you know, to speak to what you just said, to me, that's the value for me in GWA. It's not so much, well, I'm not saying it's not that I don't love that, you know, people are like, you know, getting off to my audios. I like that too, but I have and I'm not fucking around. I have forged some really, really good relationships and those are so invaluable to me. I can't even tell you. So, all right. That's all I got.
That was deep. Then I agree with that. My main point, obviously, going in was, and I do still love people coming to my shit. That's why I keep making it. But I think you're completely right about that second part. I just, again, back to question number one. I want people to fucking accept themselves and love themselves and just be yourself and embrace it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I, you know, I'm not a fan of the, oh, I'm not like anybody else. I'm not like other girls. Because I think that's all fucking stupid and bullshit. And I hate hearing people say that shit. But I do think there's a value in being yourself, whoever the fuck that is, you know? And what even is normal?
Just so we're clear, folks. Okay.
So, yeah, that's just whatever the fuck that is, whatever the fuck that means, whatever being yourself means, just do that and go with it. And it doesn't have to be within the bounds of any sort of acceptable parameter. So it doesn't have to just be socially acceptable, but the parameters of any one community or, I don't know, any one group, anything like that. So anyway, I don't want to keep ranting about that, but...
No, it's cool. QC actually prepared some questions. And
oh,
I feel
shit.
Like...
I'm so sorry. I'm going to shut the fuck up, QC.
No. It's all good. I didn't know she was preparing questions either.
Well, so. A few of them have already been answered, by the way. Oh, what she
I
said
thought you guys
stuff.
Were going to, like, both jerk me off. But, okay,
oh,
we can
God.
Do your
question. I'm only in my dreams, Jer.
Yeah, okay, right. So, but, okay, before you ask a question, QC, I have a question, because okay. I asked somebody a question, actually. One of my really, really good friends on here, I asked him this question. Uh-oh. Because what, okay, let's talk about jerking off for just a minute. Let's just do, like, a parenthesis, just my a gosh. Brief parenthesis. Okay. Not that this is my fucking podcast or my audio, but I just fucking,
no,
like,
I'm
ask
here for the jerk-off question.
No, it is yours now. Congratulations. It's yours.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, now it's yours.
Oh, my God. Take it back. Take it back.
No, this episode is yours. I'm sorry. It's yours. It's too late.
Oh, no.
It's okay. You're good. You got this.
So, okay. Jerking off.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about jerking off. I feel like jerking off is one of the, I don't want to say most underappreciated or under talked about things, but when I think about fucking someone, which I do often, obviously, I need a drink, hold on. My throat is not. Fuck that.
Oh, whoa, easy.
Okay. So when I think about fucking someone, or when somebody is particularly attractive to me, or I'm just, I don't know, I'm feeling it with somebody, I never think about jerking them off. I think about, like, everything under the sun, but it's never in my thoughts. So what is going on with jerking off? Did we just kind of forget about that as, like, something you do on your own? Is that something, like, juvenile, because it's, like, first base? We don't just think about it naturally? Because I honestly don't ever really...
I do.
To me, the basic is, like, let me suck your dick. I want to suck your fucking dick. No, like, problem. I want your dick in my mouth. Like, stroking it is cool. I'll stroke it and I'll suck it. But, like, I just want to suck your dick. Like, just put that dick in my mouth. Let's go. You know what I mean? So why is that? Why do I jump
can
that?
Can I stop you for a second? Every chick thinks that they like to suck a lot of dick, though, but I can tell you for a fact that there's a lot of false advertising going on.
I agree.
Okay, go on. I'm interested. Sorry. Go on, QC.
Okay, so I have those conversations with my girlfriends in, like, real life and online, and I am fortunate enough to work with some actual real kinky people that are active in the BDSM community and stuff, and I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm wired different or not, but, like, if I'm looking at, like, a hot man or a hot woman, like, I do have the thought of just wanting to, like, put a hand down their pants and just, like, feel around and give them a hand job or something. Like, but I have a hand thing. Like, foreplay to me is, like, one of my favorite things ever. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, intercourse is nice, strap-ons are nice, all that stuff's nice, but, like, if you, like, push my face into a wall and, like, finger blast me from behind, like, whispering to me, that does so much more for me for some reason.
Really?
Yes, it really does. So, I don't know, like, when, like, if I see a guy that's got nice hands, like, I translate the hands to, like, choking, what he looks like when he's jumping off. Mm-hmm. Same with women, you know, what they look like when they're fingering themselves. Like, I think about those things, but I don't know. Like, that's weird. Like, but I know a lot of women are like, oh, I just love to suck his dick. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I mean, eventually, but I just want to touch it first.
But, like, Jeremy, shut the fuck up. There's people who love sucking dick out there. Shut the fuck up. Okay, we exist. All right.
I'll shut up.
Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm a touchy-feely person. Like, once, if we're, like, if we've got that thing between us and, you know, it's go time, like, I'm all over you.
Can I answer the question?
Well, yes, I wanted QC to answer it first, so, like, let's give her a fucking break here, okay?
No, go for it, Jeremy.
To be jerked off, you need a dick, okay? Let's just be clear.
Okay, right? Whatever.
Out of the three of us, I, as far as I understand anyway, I am the only one.
You don't know if I have a dick or not.
I don't. I'm saying I just said that, qualified that, from what I understand.
I don't have a dick.
Fine.
Sometimes I wish I did.
Me too.
Okay, that's wonderful. I don't wish that I had a pussy. But, you know, as far as dicks are concerned,
I'm for a day? You don't even want to like
no,
a day?
Definitely no, for a day I would take like a week. I would take a pussy for a week for sure.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know, maybe a month. I'm not sure. Like, I feel like a month.
Oh, 2 months when you get your period. No, strike that.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. Yeah, I would want, like, okay, like 25 days. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. Go back to the jerking off point.
Okay, so as a guy, I have mixed feelings about the jerking off thing. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the balls are really sensitive. And it's not like, I mean, so girls have like this, like their definition of sensitive is not the same.
Yes, that's true.
Right. You can like really, like you could kill me so easily. Like I am such a pussy. It would take almost nothing to just demolish me for good. The balls, if you just look at them the wrong way, I feel like you're going to like hurt their feelings. Like,
okay. That's fair.
So I'm saying all of that to get to the point where like, I have watched porn and seen like guys get jerked off. And I think that's kind of hot. However, in practice, I have, in my experience, again, only mine, I have been jerked off and it's been really fucking cool.
Cool?
Think about this, right? As a guy who masturbates, we jerk off, right?
Yeah.
So when someone else is jerking you off, you're not touching your dick. It's like the one time in the universe that you're jerking off.
But
you know, we're very one track minded, right? It's like, oh, jerking off, like fucking channels on. But you're not doing it. You're not touching your own dick. So when it's like really good, it's really fucking good.
Okay. But like, let me ask you this follow up question now. What makes it really good? Because I don't know, I don't think that it feels good if I am stroking a like dry cock. I just can't see it in my mind. I can't think that. Like, it needs to be slippery, slidey. You know, it's got to be slippery, slidey. Like, I got, but that's why I got to suck it first.
Spit on it, honey.
Yeah, suck it. Go get some like coconut oil, some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't imagine like just jerking someone off, like whatever. Like, just like,
that's when you grab the dick, you make eye contact. And you just sensually spit on it and you let it dribble down and you give them the visuals.
But regular spit does not work. And trust me, I've done this a lot. I've been a whore for a very long time. It doesn't work for an extended
period of time, but you know.
You gotta like
coconut oil sponsored by.
Today's sponsor is coconut oil.
And you can eat it.
Easiest way.
Yeah, let me.
And it's actually pretty good for fucking in the app too. So,
and it smells wonderful also. So plus, like there's really no downsides.
There really isn't any downside.
Drop it on your floor and then fucking fall on your face like I did a couple times. But anyway.
I've dropped it on my shoe.
I've got, I was going to say, I've got two questions that I want to run by you really quick.
So we're done with the jerk off question?
Are we? Did you answer it fully?
Jerking off a guy is great. Just. Be cognizant of the nuts.
Okay.
And as QC said, I support the idea. The eye contact is a big one.
Yeah. I mean, but that's important for everything, I think.
It is. Well, I mean, think about it. It's like if I'm like finger banging somebody or like playing with your pussy, I want to watch your face. Like, that's everything, right?
For sure.
Oh my God. Like, who, like me just looking at your pussy, like,
I mean, that's like, cool. That's nice, but like, I want to see you react to it.
Right. Because then I know what's up. Like,
yeah, I just don't think about jerking off that often. And I just don't, that's just one of those things. I just don't really.
Well, I do it like 9 times a day.
So I think about it.
You know, so anyway. All right.
He's going blind. Okay, so I have like one question. And by the way, it's really funny because you mentioned like your memes and stuff. I have like a little notebook here, and I have like a little bulletin point that says her artwork and her meme game is strong. I love that. Like, I spent like 20 minutes just scrolling through your Twitter, not Twitter, but your Reddit, just cackling.
It's just a meme.
I was like, that's fucking good. So like, I love how you have divided your master list into like dominant, submissive, and vanilla. Like, not a lot of people do that. But I was just going to ask you, like, is, as far as your preference of content goes, like, what is your favorite thing? Like, what's something that you either get a request for, or you find a script, or you decide the improv? Like, what's that one thing that you're like, oh fuck yeah, I got this. This is my
great
shit.
Question. Ooh, great question.
Yeah. Like, okay. What's your shit?
Well, let me, I'm going to break down your question, because okay. There's a couple of different things in there. I think what I love the most, and what I get requested the most, and what I do the most, are all three vastly different things that have nothing to do with each other. I'll start with what I get requested the most. Big sister Val. Incest. Okay. Big sister incest is like number one. I get just the most requests about that all the time, because I do it often. And it, because it's like such an overwhelming amount of requests that I get for it, I do end up obviously filling a lot of scripts, and I haven't done a lot of Big Sister Val improv, I don't think, compared to the script fills, you know, ratio. Mm-hmm. It's definitely more script fills. I also get a lot of Mommy Val requests. Mm-hmm. That makes probably like 70% of my commissions are Mommy Val requests.
You seem like the farthest fucking thing from a mommy. Like, no offense.
I never thought I was, or I would be. It just ballooned into this thing. I did one audio, one person, like probably 2 months into. Okay, so I had two different Reddit stints.
Fucking Latina thing.
I had two different Reddit stints. I had my previous Reddit stint, which was for like a year and a half. And then I have my current Reddit stint, which has been almost 2 years. So during my first Reddit stint, somebody, I made a whole bunch of like DDLG audios and like Ramble Faps. And there's one person was like, hey, listen, I know you've never done anything like this from what you've recorded here, but I really think you have a really good mommy voice, or like you would have a really good mommy voice. So can you please just take a look at my script? And you obviously don't feel obligated to fill it. You don't have to. If that's not your thing, I completely understand. You've never done anything dominant before, and I don't even know if this is up your alley. So just,
but here's $100.
Like, if you want to do it, like, cool, like, do it. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'll just try it. And he didn't pay me or anything. I was just like, fuck it. I like to try new things, just as in regular life and just as in my offline life and in my sex life for at least the last decade. I love trying new things. I always say that I will try almost anything at least twice, because you never know if the first time you got a bad batch. And so I was like, fuck it. Let me see if I like this. So I did it. And it was so bizarre to me, because as I was recording it, I just got so fucking wet. Like, I usually get very, very wet. And that's also one of the things that people always talk about my audios, like the wet sounds and like the beating my cervix stuff. Because I do. I get very wet. But this, like, I was not expecting to get, like, super fucking wet with that. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just roll with it. And I did the full script, and I actually had to stop recording twice and come, because it was going to, like, ruin the actual script and keep recording to the end.
This is a fucking professional we got here, just saying.
It's like, fuck, and that still happens to me today. I usually try to play it off and, like, include it in the script. Or obviously, if it's an improv, like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can come as many times as I want. I usually try to hold it off until the end, because I like to think I'm holding off so that the listener can come with me. But I mean,
you know, dudes love that shit, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. You fuck jerking off, like, I'm saying, just for real, like, the whole like idealism of like a wet pussy is like, I think most men
do this because we're doing it and we're enjoying it. So like, that's, I want to record while I'm doing it, because I'm obviously turned the fuck on. I'm not doing it to, you know, to then be turned on. It's like, I'm turned on because I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but so, also we're many of us have failed at making that happen so many times that it's like so gratifying. I'm not saying, I mean, I speak for my, well, I'm not speaking for myself. You're a friend of mine. No. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, for us, that's like a huge thing, right? Like, it's like, you know, the and I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to just interject here. Part of like the reason why you are appealing to men, and I, even though I haven't listened to your audios, I don't care.
It's okay. You're not even going to listen to them anyway, because you're a little bitch and you don't listen. Ouch. So that's fine.
No, I will. Of course I am. As soon as we're done, I'm going to like jerk off to three of them. But, but what I'm saying is that, like the, for men, and I think I don't want to represent all men here because I'm not all men. I'm just me. But knowing that you got somebody off is like the hottest thing. Like, you know, like as a guy, you know, talking to your friends about like whatever, a relationship, well, maybe not even a relationship, but like you fucked somebody. They want to know, like, you know, like it's like, oh, like how many,
yeah, she how many times you come?
Right. No, right. They don't care how many times you came. They want to know, like, how many times did you get her off? You know, and they want you to tell them what it was like. So I think that that is like, that really is a big deal. Like that to dudes anyway. I don't know about females, but that's huge. Like knowing that you satisfied somebody. It's like, and I think also that's part of the reason why men like are in this community, because that's what they're there for. Men that are into chicks anyway. They want that. They want that, like, you know,
I don't think it's just men and chicks. I think it's a thing like gay men, non-binary, okay. The whole,
I think, I mean, it's, I'm not gay. I can't speak for every man. I can speak for me.
Yeah.
And some of my male friends that I, you know, like that, like, and I still do, like, I don't care. I would give up my orgasm for your orgasm. For real.
Absolutely. Because, that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yeah. Like if I had to go on my entire life without coming, but I could make like a million people come, like, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I don't know. I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know where I was going with that. Okay. I think. Okay. So that was the first one. Was the first part of it was the thing that I get requested the most, and the thing that I guess people. I don't like saying know me for, because literally like three people know me. And these five people now know me for this one thing. But to go down to my favorite thing ever, and the one that turns me on the most, and what I love to record the most, and what I get most excited about in the entire world is always F-sub. I fucking love F-sub. I started off my kink life and BDSM adventure as a sub. And when I started recording, I was like 100%, I'm a sub. I am nothing else. Being a Dom is disgusting. Like, well, not disgusting, but like the idea of me being a Dom would like never exist in my brain. Like it would.
Yeah. It was very alien,
like,
for you.
What is that? I could never. And DDLG, I mean, not LG, but like more like DDBG, like daddy Dom baby girl is like my thing. Mm-hmm. It's my biggest kink. I have like the biggest fucking daddy kink. And that is what I started recording. And even though I do not necessarily record that many daddy audios, any audio in which I am a submissive is my favorite audio. I fucking love it. I automatically go towards that. I do a lot of again, like, you know, the big sister and, you know, mommy improvs and things like that, which do turn me on very, very much. And if I had to say, it would be like, oh my gosh, I can't even think of like a comparison. Like it's a close second. It's not like right on the heels of it, but just like to the core, like my relationships, my kink relationships, my BDSM relationships, all of that have always been me in the position of a submissive. I toyed around and I had a couple of play partners where I was a Dom, but it wasn't like a full-time thing, you know, and it wasn't like a long-standing thing. It really wasn't long-term. All of my long-term dynamics and anything like that has always been either I'm just, you know, either I am the baby girl and I have a daddy, or I am the submissive and, you know, I have my dom, my master, my sir. And I've also had female doms before. I just fuck everybody. So I'm okay with either of those. But my daddy issues definitely trump all my other issues. So that to me is my favorite thing to record. And I will say, those don't ever seem to do as well as the other ones. Like my dom stuff is like off the charts. The people like so much better than my submissive stuff. And people really actually enjoy my vanilla stuff too. And this actually goes back to something that I posted on Twitter, or I guess retweeted, and then made a comment about. I advocate so much for kink and so much for being out there, being left field, doing what it is that you like, no matter how embarrassing you might think it is, and no matter how embarrassing other people might make you feel like it is. And I'm really 0% vanilla. I don't get off in my personal life to vanilla things. There are, I think in my audios, whatever I like label vanilla, I don't think they're necessarily fully vanilla. There's always like something in there that I'm throwing in like a curveball, because I was forced to be in a vanilla relationship that was awful and terrible and lasted much, much too long and was very traumatic. And I think I link that together. So to me, it's just like not really, it's just not my thing. But I hope people don't take that as me vanilla shaming, because I would never fucking shame anyone's preferences, whatever the fuck you want to do, boo, even if you don't even want to fuck, even if you like have absolutely zero interest in fucking, if that's what makes you happy, go for it. And I support you 100%. But I just personally, for me, vanilla just does not, just doesn't do it. So I try to do vanilla audios because I know that I do have a lot of listeners who request them and who do like them. And it's always nice to throw in more like a slice of life audio in there, you know, meeting someone at a bar. Obviously, I'm not going to peg you if I met you at a bar, and I'm not going to call you daddy if I met you at a fucking bar, but there are certain things that, you know, I throw in there that like make me feel better about this being like, you know, an ordinary circumstance and, sure, you know, just doing something a little bit different. But
sure. So QC, you said you need to drop off in a couple of minutes, but we can continue the conversation a little bit. But do you have any like parting questions or anything for Val before you go do whatever you got to do?
No, like she's so good about like explaining things thoroughly she's answering any questions I have.
I'm sorry, I talk so much.
No, that is not a slight against you at all, sweetheart. You're very well spoken, and like I just sometimes you get to talking to people and they go on and you're just like, fucking shoot me.
But Jeremy right now is like, fucking shoot me.
No. But listening to you, like you're so, like I said, you're very well spoken, and you have such a like a cheerful, like charismatic, just like it's like I like everything that you're not even trying to sell me, I am buying in bulk. Like I adore you.
Aww,
and like, well, like, you know, you do lose your zest for things sometimes, and then you talk to people and it like reignites that flame and you're like, yeah, like this person makes me want to go like record like amazing pegging audio right now. You know, and that's how I feel with this conversation. And like, I appreciate your time so much for like allowing me and him, or him and I, excuse me, to come and like, you know, just meet together and like talk about these things, because, you know, sometimes people can't have these honest conversations about their sexuality, about what they would like to see, about what they enjoy. And when people trust us enough to like let us in and to like get a peek of that, you know, that intimate part of who you are, like I do not take that lightly. Like you are a part of what we like to call like the family, like, you know.
Yeah. You know,
we really adore it, and thank you so much. But
agreed. And you know what's really funny? I know QC, you got a role, but what I find that's really interesting is like when we typically do these, like these typically turn into like
oh, what do you like to cook? You know, and like, like, oh, that's cool. Like, what kind of music do you like? I mean, all kinds. And I'm not saying those are bad. They're great. Mm-hmm. But this is probably like the most sexually oriented conversation that we've had. Well, that I've had. You know,
yeah, but it's been nice.
It's like who I am. I'm you can change that.
Like, I feel very comfortable, like, talking. Like, I'm not trying to say too much here, but, like, honestly, Jer, if you wanted to do a part two with her.
You know, I think that's in order. I think maybe we wrap it up here. We call this part one, and we come up with, you know, some kind of a.
Well, then you're going to have to ask me the fucking cooking questions, then, because I can't be, you know, that fucking bitch that only talks about sex, even though I am that bitch that most.
I mean, are you, is that cool if it's we like refreshing. Bring if we do part two and we kind of go down the road with like.
We can go down any road. I mean, it's all open, like whatever you guys, you know.
Oh,
like,
man.
If you've had fun and you're comfortable, I would love to do this. And like I would, and honestly, it would really give me time to like really get some good questions together, like, and like from goofy to like very serious, because you're a very intelligent woman.
Thank you. You are doing very big things.
And I really want to like pick your brain about things. Like, I am so unprepared, and for that I apologize, but like, you were the first one that I've been, well, no offense to everybody else, but like, I really want to have you back and just be like, we need to have these conversations, because there's so much, like, as someone who used, like you say, you know, you wish there was better representation for the quote unquote, the big bitches, you know, I am a short, curvaceous woman. Like, that to me speaks to me, even though I'm not like, tall. I still don't fit the molds. And right. I would like to get into some of that with you.
Yes. Yes. Me too. I love this shit.
Yeah, like, I definitely want to come back.
Well, I mean, it's Tuesday. Maybe we could reform, you know, Voltron on next Tuesday. And
I will. Know, I'll put it this way. There. I'll let you know what my schedule is, because my schedule changes every week. And I'll send Jeremy my schedule. And then whatever day on that schedule is good for you is good for me.
I don't think I have any gangbang scheduled because of COVID. So I think we're good.
God damn. Yeah, for real. Okay.
And I have no gangbang scheduled forever, so we're good. Yeah, well, I'm the lame. Out of the three of you, I'm the most lame. That's a fact.
The three of us? Who the fuck else are you counting, Jeremy?
I mean, I'm including myself in the three. One, two. Am I counting wrong? Have I drank too much? But yeah, there's three.
That's your problem. Ooh.
But yeah, no, definitely. Like, I'm down. I'm down. Let's do like a part two. I mean, you know, who knows? Like, I don't want, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic about everything, but I'm saying like, maybe we could make this a regular thing even, you know?
I'd say let's do part two and then see what happens, because
let's do that.
That's a short-term commitment. I think that we are all comfortable making. Right.
Fuck
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then on that note, I will hit stop right now.